Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Kings of Anglia podcast. This might be a slightly different voice that you hear at the start of a podcast. This is the first time that I, Alex, AJ, have hosted a KOA podcast, and to be doing it in such kind of special occasion feels pretty good, I'd say. Joined by two people who can help calm the nerves a little bit, an expert and someone who really is an expert out on the pitch in terms of what we're going to be talking about today, and that is the Tractor Girls. Not a Tractor Girls talk, but a KOA women's football special ahead of a really big occasion this weekend as Ipswich Town women take to Portman Road for the first time, I believe, in the league game. Someone who will be able to correct me on all the facts, knows everything, has been covering the game for, wow, a long time. I mean, you got into covering for the EADT through the women's team. Ross Halls, first of all, will come to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, this has been a long time coming, and it feels weird. Normally, I'm in the host chair, and so I normally don't need to worry about being the expert, but now looking forward to it. And we're joined by a very special guest, someone who I've known, I've seen grown up, and now going to be leading out the team.
Yeah, what an intro. Well done, Ross. Brilliant. So we're joined here today by Maria Boswell, captain of Ipswich Town women's team, ahead of, as I said, such a monumental occasion. This feels like a slightly strange position for me to be in, not just as the host, but because you and Ross know each other very well. You've kind of worked quite closely together over quite a number of years, I think.
Yeah, known Ross probably 5 years. I think I joined Ipswich 5 years ago, and he's been here a lot longer than I have. But obviously Ross has always covered our games. We've done a lot of podcasts together alongside Blue. So yeah, it's quite familiar territory for us, I suppose.
Yeah. Is there any kind of difference between the Ross that you see behind the scenes and the Ross that we get on the camera?
I'd say the Ross on camera is very professional, very organised. The Ross off camera is a bit all over the place sometimes.
Suddenly, okay.
He's here, there and everywhere, but no, he's a funny guy.
There you go. That's a good way to bounce back to you. And as well, as you kind of teed up there, you've watched Maria's development over quite a number of years and seen how she's developed into someone that has now taken on the armband for the women's team.
Yeah, it's been a journey, hasn't it, Boz? You know, sadly, injuries when she first came through, but since then, captain, right back, centre back now, seen her score some goals. And yeah, it's been a journey for the team, but a journey for Boz. And I've seen Boz sort of grow as a person as well, not just a player, but as a person. And can't wait to see Boz leading that team out.
Let's touch on the occasion then. Ipswich Town against Chatham this weekend at Portman Road. Real spectacle game. It feels like it has been a long time coming. The club have built up to it a long time. Maria, what's kind of your feelings going into this, knowing that, yeah, it really just has been such a long time coming, hasn't it? You've really worked towards this for quite a while.
Yeah, I'd definitely say it has been quite a long time coming. I think, you know, it's something that the club have been wanting to do for quite a while, but, you know, obviously different circumstances off the pitch have meant that it hasn't really been able to go ahead. But I think kind of the time is perfect, the stars are kind of aligned, and, you know, it's right for the club and it's right for our team. And I think we're ready to make that step. And I think we've seen in recent months, and probably the past year, that the interest and demand for women's football is growing, and it's massive. I think, you know, Newcastle getting 26,000 at St James's Park, who are in the same tier as us, and Arsenal selling out the Emirates and everything off the back of the Euros a couple of years ago. I think, you know, it's time for our county and our club to kind of follow in suit. And, you know, we're doing that, and I think it's great that we are. We're all just excited to get going.
Yeah, and Ross, as you said, you've followed this team for such a long time now, to see where they've started off to now be going to Portman Road. I think ticket sales have just hit 7,000. And as well, in terms of the weekend to do it, it feels like it's all been organised really well. Coming in an international break for the men's team, it's going to get a really good following down at Portman Road and set up so nicely, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been great seeing the updates. Of course, you know, Kieran, who's part of the media team with me, and he lets me know, like, yeah, we hit this landmark. And when I saw the post 7,000, I thought, well done, Town fans. Of course, tickets still, you know, when this goes out, it's probably still a few days for the tickets. So get yourself down there, ladies and gentlemen. Portland Road, Saturday, 3 p.m. Get yourself down there. But no, it's great. It's finally to happen. Obviously, the Town women's team have played there before, but in a County Cup game. But in terms of the current setup and the team, it'll be the first ever league game. So it's going to be a history-making moment. And I think it's the perfect time for it.
Yeah, and I mean, the chance just to play at Portman Road as well. It's an incredible stadium. It's one that you would have been to plenty of times. The chance to go and walk out there in front of a good crowd must be one you're really, really relishing, Maria.
Yeah, I've been saying this week, when I've been thinking about it in depth and like really thinking about, you know, walking out to that many people, it, you know, fills you with a little bit of nerves, but just so excited as well. I think, you know, I've been to a lot of the men's home games this year. I've loved going down to Portman Road every Saturday. So kind of, I'd say in the last month when I've been there, I've really been thinking about how it will feel to be walking out, playing in front of such a big crowd. And yeah, hopefully the atmosphere is going to be great. And yeah, just looking forward to it, really. Just can't wait for Saturday to come.
Yeah, and sticking with you, I mean, the idea of also leading the team out at Portman Road must be pretty special. You've only just taken on the captaincy, I believe it was December, so you've had a few games with the armband now, but the thought of getting to do that in such a monumental occasion for the club, one of the biggest days in terms of the women's team that we've seen, that again must fill you with so much pride.
Yeah, I think pride's probably the word. Yeah, I've kind of done it a bit since I became captain in December, and it's something that I never take lightly. I always kind of stand there and think, you know, how much of an honour it is, and it's going to be an even greater honour to do it at such an amazing stadium in front of all of our fans. And, you know, we've got such a great group of girls, and to be leading them out, it's, yeah, a very special moment for me.
Yeah, and I mean, this will be also a good opportunity for a lot of fans that maybe won't have been to too many women's games before, so I'm going to be going to cover it. I think that the last time I went to watch a women's game was the Euros final at Wembley, which was a really brilliant occasion. I really loved that. But it's a game that's growing. I remember I've been to the I've seen Women's Champions League games. We've seen, what was it, Arsenal against Ajax as well, which was a really, again, a fantastic occasion, one where there was a real capacity crowd there. I think it was played at Boreham Wood. The way that's grown so much on such a big stage is really impressive. But it's still going to be a good opportunity with everything, with the timing, to grow it. And Ross, with that, with the idea of new fans coming to Portman Road to watch it, what do you think we can kind of expect from the women's team, from someone that's been for the games there, covered them, sat in the rain, taken the photos, written some of the reports? What do you think we can expect, having seen it from the sidelines throughout?
Good football. Not saying that because Boz is here, but we do play some good football. Shout out to Joe, obviously the manager who you know, sets up the team, and obviously we play some really good football, sort of similar to the men's, you know, so you're pretty much going to think it's just going to be, you know, a different looking team, but still same football, same kit, and just get yourself entertained. Obviously, seeing the growth of the fans, you know, I was going down there, and sadly I have to say it was this man and his dog, but now AJ Arena now is, you know, we're getting a good average at about 400, 500, aren't we, Maria? Which is good to see. I've got very, very formal there. Maria. Sorry, boss.
Gosh. I'm telling you off. Call me Maria.
No, I don't know where that come from. I think she did say
at the start, like, this is formal Ross comes out on camera.
Formal Ross,
behind
I told you.
Scenes.
Professional
exactly.
Ross.
Professional Ross here. I'm yet to see this professional Ross, but fair enough. Yeah. How has it been, Maria, playing at down in Felixstowe? What's that kind of been like, facilities you've got there?
Yeah, I mean, Felixstowe are great. You know, they look after us really well. And, yeah, the support we've had from them over the last, I don't know how many seasons we've played there now, probably six or seven, have been great. And, yeah, it's become a real home for us, for our women's team. Obviously, it's a bit unfortunate. It's about 25 minutes outside of Ipswich. So those maybe on a Sunday who'd want to come along, it's not just on the doorstep in Ipswich, you know, you do have to come a little bit of a way out. And yeah, I think it's good that we'll have a game right in the heart of Ipswich where people that wouldn't usually have the opportunity to come along will be able to come along. But yeah, Felixstowe, it's, you know, we've really got used to playing there now. Like I said, it feels like home. But yeah, obviously the opportunity to play at Portman Road, which really is the Ipswich Town home, I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Is it different kind of going from that environment to kind of these big stadiums? Because you've had a few of those, I believe, so far. I think Ross mentioned to me that you played at Wimbledon in pre-season. I know you've been to Stadium MK. That's a huge stadium with really good facilities there. Is there kind of a big difference, a lot of kind of change in terms of preparing for going to that kind of environment?
I don't know about kind of prep work. I think playing it on those pitches and in those environments, they just really help our style of play. You know, Felixstowe, they've really, you know, done work on the pitch in recent years, but sometimes you can't get away from a bit of a bobble and a bit of a slope. You know, it's that kind of ground at the end of the day. But to be able to play at, yeah, Stadium MK, we've played at Home Park, played at the Wimbledon Stadium, just how smooth and tidy the pitches are, they just allow us to play the kind of fluid, fast-paced football that we want to play and that we do on the training pitches at Playford, because obviously they're like carpets, and I think it just allows us to play a really good style of football that, you know, we'd want to play every week, but sometimes you have to take an extra touch due to slight bubbles here and there. But yeah, I think these pitches just really suit us and we're able to play some really good football on them, so hopefully that'll be the case on Saturday.
One that will really suit the squad, you'd hope. Ross, should we take this opportunity to have a little look through the squad again for people that might not be too familiar with some of the names within the women's team? Where would you like to start with this one?
I think we should start, of course, in goal. Start from the front to the back. No, back to the front.
Back to the front, Ross. Close.
Yeah, we're goalie up top now, Ross.
Yeah, well, you never know. I think Laura, you know, she'll probably be up for that.
She could.
Yeah. But yeah, Laura Hartley, obviously, new goalkeeper this summer. And she's done really well, hasn't she, Boz? You know, Laura coming in, obviously, had some injury. Another player who's had injuries, and this is her first season back. But yeah, Laura, for the goalies out there, Boz, how do you sort of... She's that typical goalie, isn't she?
Yeah, no, Laura's a great person that we've brought in. I think, you know, even off the pitch, her experience in leagues above with Lewis, I think, you can see that, and you can see she's slightly older than maybe the core of the group, and she's got a really good leadership quality from her. She's kind of a bit of a quiet leader. You know, you don't possibly hear too much from her, but the things she does do and the way she's kind of brought the team together in certain aspects and at certain times, I think you can really see kind of her maturity and experience. But yeah, on the pitch, she's been excellent. I think the way she can play with her feet, I think that really supports our style of play, and she's very composed, and yeah, her distribution, I'd say, definitely in the last few months has come on even more than it was at the start of the season. But yeah, she's a great shot stopper, great with her feet, all round good person, great goalie. Yeah, we love Laura.
And then in defence, obviously yourself, and then we've got a lot of young players, although you're still young, Boz. You're still young.
I know. I feel old, honestly. When we talk about our team, yeah. I feel old, and I'm 21 years old, but I feel about 35.
Yeah, because you've got Evie, who's only 17. Leah Mitchell, obviously 17. You've got Summer Hughes, who is now somehow she's made over 50 appearances already, and she's only 18 or something like that. And obviously Summer's just down that flank, isn't she? Just up, down. She doesn't stop. She's basically our Leif Davis, isn't she? She's just up and down, up and down.
Yeah, we say Leif and Summer are very similar coded. They're similar vibes in general, I feel. I don't know what it is. But yeah, the way they play is very similar. Summer can run for days. She'll bomb up the line, and she's obviously a right-footed player. So to be on the left side, it's been quite an adaptation for her. And something she was really working on, but you know, the ball she can put in the box now of her left foot are as good as her right, so that's, you know, a really good thing for her and us as a team. But you know, she's also great at getting back. You know, suddenly she comes out of nowhere again and she's in the right position just where we need her. So I think Summer's had an excellent season, and yeah, she's been solid.
I think the joke, AJ, we've been saying about this new generation of players coming through, definitely with the women's team. I don't know what they feed these, because Leah and Evie, they're only 17 and they are huge. Maybe because I'm on average height, but every time I just go up to them, I went, oh, yeah, they're tall.
Yeah.
No, sorry, go on.
Well, you've got Leah, Evie and Meg. and I'm standing there 5 foot four and they're 5 foot seven plus, and I just feel tiny. But, you know, it's good to have some height in our team. We've kind of, I'd say over the last few seasons, we've been known as quite a short team. Sometimes we see the opposition and we're like, oh God, like, we average about 5 foot three, I think. But yeah, they bring the average height up, which is great. Great for corners.
Yes.
This is going to be quite an intimidating prospect. I felt like, Ross, do you have this as well? Where is the height thing there? I mean, for me, who's only, I'm about similar height to you, maybe a little bit smaller. I'm coming to cover the game for the first time this weekend. Is this going to be something to look out for there as well? Is there like quite a big height thing going on here?
Yes and no. As I said, I think more defenders, when it gets more down, you know, further down the pitch, maybe, you know, let's go further down the pitch. Obviously, we've got the midfield, just like the men's team, really. You've got Massimo Luongo and Sam Moore's in. Us, we've got Kai Robertson and Bonnie Horwood, who are Boz. They're just two very different players, but also very good players.
Yeah, I mean, very different players. I'd say Kairosh, very good at breaking up play, very similar to Morsi. She'll put a tackle in, she'll regain the ball. She can shift out of pressure really well. She'll take the ball under contact. She's never scared of receiving the ball on the edge of the box. And yeah, the quality she's had this year, I think she's had an unbelievable season again. And Bonnie, I think the passes that she can pick out sometimes are just, I don't know how she sees them. The technical ability she has, even in training, sometimes she'll hit one on a half volley clean. And yeah, it's just unreal technique. And she loves a shot. She'll always have a shot in training. So yeah, very different players, but they complement each other really well. And yeah, had a great season as a partnership in the midfield.
Yeah, and Kyra obviously finally scored her first goal, of course, in the Lewis game, which obviously was an opposition above us. I can see a screamer maybe from Kyra. That's my hot take, a screamer from Kyra. And if we get a penalty, Bonnie will take it. She'll score it, and she'll do our little fist pump celebration. Which
yeah, Bonnie. Yeah. No, I think. I wouldn't want to be Bonnie taking a penalty in front of that many people at Portman Road. I mean, fair play to her, because I know she has nerves still. She won't mind. Very composed, and yeah, I'm sure she'd take the opportunity and bag herself a goal at the big stadium.
Yeah, and obviously we're going to try to cover every player here. We'll try not to miss anybody out. Obviously, one of your very good friends. I'm sure you're friends with all the squad pretty much, but Sophie Pescott obviously is the one. You two have come up together. And she's our superstar, isn't she? Down that flank, she'll be the one causing a lot of problems for that Chatham defence. But she's having a fantastic season. Of course, a player who recovered from an ACL injury and surgery. And this season, she's been unbelievable, hasn't she?
Yeah, once again, Pesk is lighting up the right side. I think, you know, I wouldn't want to be a defender going up against her. She just kind of has this way of twisting and turning until she can find a little opening, and then she'll just dart. And the ball she can put into the box, she's quick, she's pacey. And when she's really on it, she's a handful. Really good friend of mine. Me, Kyra and Pesk all live together, so it's a bit of a chaos in our house. But I can't wait to hopefully walk out the pitch with them on Saturday. I think it's gonna be an amazing opportunity for us. I'm really excited to share with two of my very, very good friends.
Love it. And sorry, AJ, I'm sort of taking over.
This is your section. We had this bit penned out. I think this is where you come into full flow, Ross. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go for it. I'm trying not to forget any players here, because if there is any players listening, I went, Ross, you didn't cover me at all. So I'm sorry. You know, I need to remember every player. I'm now looking at attacking now. We've got obviously a few tens, haven't we? Lucy O'Brien, Leonard Gunner Williams, Ruby Doe. Should we talk about the two loanees quickly? Because obviously coming from Spurs and Arsenal, and they've both been fantastic additions, haven't they, Leonard and Ruby?
Yeah, I think, you know, our team is in recent seasons has been known for bringing through young talent. And, you know, we had Freya last year, who was, you know, so good for us, especially in the latter part of the season. And tall, very tall, probably one of the tallest players I've ever played with or played against. But yeah, we're known for that. And you know, we've done it again this season, bringing in Lena and Ruby and Elke and Millie. You know, we've had a lot of young loanees coming in who are going to be ones to watch for the future. But I think our club and our team is a great place for them to come to develop as players, probably learn about themselves a little bit. And, you know, they're really young, they're really exciting, they're going to go on and have amazing careers. But yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for them to develop and experience women's football at a very high level. And yeah, hopefully they'll go away from us next year, improved as players and maybe hopefully improved as people and have new life experiences they wouldn't experience at academy football. So I suppose Saturdays is one of those for them.
Do you see that they've kind of brought something else into the group in terms of what they've experienced from coming through at kind of these big Super League clubs?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think, you know, Lena especially, she's got pro at Tottenham and she's in and around the Tottenham team every single day. So, yeah, we speak to her about that and the experiences that she's had there. But no, I think they love coming in on the sessions that they're with us and being a part of our group, and they've settled in amazingly. You know, they're great personalities, they're great people to be around, and yeah, they're fitted in very, very nicely, which is, you know, probably why they've been able to do so well on the pitch for us, because, you know, they feel comfortable, they feel happy, and that's probably the most important thing.
And yeah, Lucia O'Brien, I quickly mentioned, she's a player that gets you on your feet, doesn't she, Boz? She, you know, when she's got the ball, she wants to take on everybody, and she's got a nice strike on her as well.
Yeah, O'Brien, yeah, feet are difficult to deal with sometimes in training. She'll you'll think you'll have her, and then she'll have a little touch here and there, and you've either got to foul her or she'll go past you. So she's exciting to watch. She'll get at defenders, she'll take people on, and yeah, she loves to have a shot from range, which, you know, is a good attribute to have in the team. And I suppose maybe we could be seen and known for trying to create really clear cut opportunities for ourselves, and, you know, that's, you know, the way we want to do it. But sometimes it's good to test the goalie, have shots outside the box, and O'Brien will always try and do that.
And then we've got to talk about, obviously, the legend of the club, Natasha Thomas, the goals, the appearances, the number 7. I'm sure a lot of town fans will know about Tash, but what's that been like, being, you know, playing alongside her? And she's actually had played at Portland Road before. She's the only player in this squad who has played there, but I'm sure she can't wait to experience this in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, me and her were chatting before training today, and she was saying the same. You know, when you really think about it, you know, it does fill you with a little bit of nerves, but I think the main thing is just excitement. It's going to be a really special moment for Tash. You know, she's been at the club for a very long time. She's been the face of the women's team for a very long time, and, you know, the club means a lot to her. So to have the opportunity to play at Portman Road, I think it's going to be an amazing day for her, an amazing experience. But yeah, she's had a great season. She's been on fire in front of goal, and yeah, I think her commitment to the club and our team has been unwavering for so many years, and I think it's amazing that she gets the opportunity that she deserves to have such a special day.
Does it kind of help having her in that position, knowing that it is such a big occasion, your group's so young, that you've got someone here that has made hundreds of appearances for the club, that has experienced so much, and to kind of have that figure there taking you into this game, an experienced figure, does that help you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, you've got, despite us being a very young squad, you've got players like Bonnie and Tash who have made a lot of appearances, you know, Tash for town, and Bonnie made a lot of appearances in the Championship for various clubs. So I think to have those sort of personalities around that we can kind of lean on and talk to and, you know, ask for advice and ask for help, I think, you know, that's a great, you know, thing that we have. We've got the youth, got the exciting youth that are coming through. You've got players like me, Pess, Kyra, who have been here for quite a few years now and know the club and know the way we play. And then you've got the experienced heads of Tash and Bonnie, who have experienced different things in the game, experienced different things in football in general, that we can kind of bounce ideas off and like I say, go to for advice. And you know, they're great characters to have around.
And sort of shout out some other players who hopefully will feature. Izzy Bryant and obviously Maisie Barker, who has been, what a character she is. I think I had her on Track the Girls Talk I think it was a couple months ago. And she's got pace on her, isn't she, Boz?
Yeah, she's rapid. I think everyone says, you know, in training when we're going up, well, not me, but when the attackers are going up against Maisie, you think you've got past her and she might be out of it. But her pace and her acceleration and her power, suddenly she's back again and she'll come and take the ball off you. So, yeah, amazing, exciting player to watch. She's very much a modern-day fullback. She'll do the nitty-gritty defending, but she loves an overlap. She'll bomb on, she'll run inside, she'll run on the outside and put great balls into the box. So she's another exciting player. She had a bit of an injury recently, but I think since she's come in, she's had a really good season, and I think it's good for her after a couple of difficult seasons with various injuries at other clubs for her to be at a very stable point in her football career. I think that's really good for her, and I think she's been loving it.
And of course, the players who are out injured, they'll be there on the day. I know Meg, you mentioned earlier, Eloise, EK, big town fan. She's just coming back from injury. Obviously, she's going to be there. She can't wait for it as well. That's a big thing. The players who may not be involved, they'll still be part of that day. Obviously, you've got Nina, backup goalkeeper. She'll be part of that day as well. And that's what it's all about as well, the staff and everyone involved.
Yeah, it's just going to be a great day for everyone. You know, we're such a together group. We all get along so well. We're there to support each other through difficult times like Meg's going through at the moment and EK was going through, but we'll all be there to celebrate together despite the result for such an important event in our club's history and our team's history. So yeah, we'll all be there. I think it's great that EK is going to have that experience, you know, for her, the club that she loves so much, that she's gone to watch the games at Portman Rose that she was tiny. She can't wait. I know she can't wait, and she's going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, we see the Harry Clark fist pump. I'm sure we'll see at EK.
She will be doing the EK fist pump. Trust me. Yeah. I think she's even mentioned it already. And if not, I'll push her to go and do it because it's something she deserves to do, something that she probably always thought about doing, and now she has the opportunity to. So she'll definitely be doing a fist pump at the end, I'm sure.
I love it. Well, AJ, I think that's everyone covered. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Damn right.
Get those. And if we have, then it's I can't remember either, so I'll take the blame as well.
Yeah,
fair enough. Get those fist pumps in on Saturday, you've now been told. Let's have a look at kind of the season so far to this point then. So fifth in the league after 16 games, I think it is. Quite a few kind of standout moments. The one looking back for me would probably be the Lewis game. What from your perspective so far, Maria, what would you say, having played them, has been the kind of the big games, the big moments for you?
Probably the Lewis game is one that really stands out. You know, yeah. We're a team that have probably been known to have very good runs in the FA Cup, and it was something we wanted to do again this year. And yeah, to be drawn against a Championship club, something that we wanted. We want to challenge ourselves. We want to see how we fare against teams in the league above, and you know that's where we want to be in coming years. So yeah, we were really excited for the challenge, and I think we definitely had a belief in us before the game. I think we know the quality we have, and we played teams, you know, what we played Watford last year when they were in our league, and drew it right at the end, nearly won it, and then won the second game against them. So we know that we can definitely compete against teams in the league above. We played Charlton in pre-season, and you know, it's quite an even match. Obviously, it's a pre-season game, but we know that we can compete against teams in the league above. So I think we definitely had a belief about us going into the game. I felt it. I think the rest of the players felt it. Going into that game, it just kind of, it all fell nicely. It went perfectly. And I think I don't think that's anything down to luck. I think that's the work we put in and the commitment we have to play in our way, and you know, having the process that we have in place, if we can execute them well enough, we're always going to play good football and create opportunities. And it's just whether we're clinical enough. And on that day, we were very clinical. We took our chances, and kept a clean sheet, which is always good. It's always good for us defenders. So for me, that was a standout moment. Felt really good to get the win and to progress through to the next round.
Yeah, do you kind of see the scalability here at Town as well? I mean, you've gone out there and you've beaten a championship side there. Obviously, getting out of your league has been really hard in the past in terms of the fact that I think up until last season you had to win the league. And then from there, you still had to win another game to get out. Yeah. It's changed a bit this season. It still looks fairly tricky to do it. You still have to make sure that you top the league table there. But from then, you go into the championship. You're not far away from being right at the top level. It's quite a big jump. But do you kind of sense that there are signs such as the Lewis games and how the club is progressing and pushing the women's team that you can reach that stage?
Yeah, I think we all know that we have the quality in our team and, yeah, just the quality to compete in the league above. I think there's still a lot to do off the pitch and on the pitch to make sure that if we were to get promoted, we do it like Southampton have in a couple of years ago and get promoted and compete for the next promotion, you know, like our men have done this season. You know, they got promoted from League One into Championship and are going again and looking to get promoted again. We don't want to go up and bounce back down or go up and sit near the bottom. We want to, you know, keep progressing. So there's still a lot of work to do, but I think we're definitely on the right path. Yeah, we have the right things in place that would allow us to compete at that level. But I think it will happen at the right time. It will happen when we're ready. We're clearly not ready for it yet because it hasn't happened. So, yeah, we're making the right steps, making the right strides. And I'm sure very soon in the future we'll get to where we want to be and then, you know, keep going up from there.
And Ross, you're kind of seeing that as well from the outside in a little bit. You mentioned to me before things like the training pitches, for example. This is all coming along quite nicely, built up to this one, and as well with this weekend, an interesting game. Can you give us a little bit of insight kind of so what you're expecting from the game as a whole in terms of looking at Chatham as well?
I want goals, to be honest. I think that's what the fans want. I'm sure the players want that. That's what Joe wants. Obviously, and Boz is probably not going to be happy. Everyone's not going to be happy. Sadly, it's a bit of a nothing game in terms of what to be played for because sadly, the season's you know, not gone the way we wanted it in terms of league form and stuff like that. But then, you know, it's still a game with 3 points on the line. So, you know, it's still going to be a competitive game, obviously, Boz, and everything like that. But obviously, it's not the game we were all looking forward to in terms of, like, hopefully a big, you know, title decider or stuff like that. But it's still one of those games where the occasion will be amazing because of the crowd and the league game and stuff like that. But yeah, Chatham Town, they've not had a good season so far. And that's one player we haven't mentioned, actually, Holly Turner, who I feel so sorry for because she's currently on loan at Chatham Town and obviously she won't be allowed to play. So that's a bit of a shame, but I'm sure she's going to be there supporting both of her teams, or of course supporting us more because obviously she's an Ipswich Town player. But yeah, Chatham, they haven't won a single game this year, unfortunately, for them. So yeah, but they, a team, Boz, we've played already this season. When we played against them, you know, you can't underestimate any team in this division because anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, I think we've seen that this year. I think, you know, I think even a result at the weekend with Plymouth drawing to hashtag have been flying a bit this year and Plymouth not so much. So I think it's a league where anything can happen. I mean, it's football at the end of the day, anything can happen, but it's obviously, it's probably a game we're expected to win and we expect ourselves to go into it and get the 3 points, but you can't underestimate any team, I think. And the occasion itself could change things slightly. It's a different pitch than what we're used to. It's a new experience for us all. So, yeah, we need to train hard this week and prepare for it how we would any other game. And, yeah, go out on Saturday and play the way that we would on any other Sunday. I think I said earlier to someone that football's our comfort zone at the end of the day. You know, walking out is going to be quite daunting. It's going to be nerve-wracking. But when we start playing, it's what we do every Sunday. It's what we're used to. And, you know, it's nothing to be scared about because, you know, this is our comfort zone. It's what we love doing. So, yeah, I think once the whistle goes, I think we'll all be dialed in. We'll all be, yeah, really focused on the job at hand.
I think that is an absolutely brilliant place to wrap up with that one, because Ipswich Town fans, that is your call to get to Portman Road. 7,000 odd tickets sold. I mean, you've now know everything about the women's team. You know what to expect. Expect entertainment, expect the Ipswich Town way. You know what you've seen with the men's team. And I can tell you from having read Ross's reports, having seen the clips, that the women's team can bring that as well. This is your opportunity to make a really special occasion, a really special atmosphere on Saturday afternoon in what should be a fantastic occasion. The first league game at Portman Road for Ipswich Town women. Make sure you're there if you're free. If not, you can follow it with us. I'll be there. Ross will be there. We'll be there to cover the game. Yeah, well, I'd hope so. Fingers that would be a really good start if she was there. We'll all be there on Saturday afternoon for what will be a brilliant occasion. Ross, thank you for helping me through this one. The expert of all things Tractor Girls. Brilliant. Maria, thank you for coming on. All the best for this weekend.
Thanks.
Town fans, go get your tickets. And of course, it feels a little bit weird to plug this at the end of talking about Ipswich Town women, but don't forget to use the code KOA at Manscaped for 20% off, because that is our sponsor. And yeah, that's an interesting way to go and finish the podcast, but I think it leads me very well into the weekend. I really hope that everyone's going to be there to pack out Portman Road. We'll see you there.